Man, this shit. I ain't trying to get out on your name, but it's a funny Melvin somewhere. Who is Melvin that's funny?
Oh, baby Melvin. Boy. Baby boy?
Oh, yeah, Melvin, yeah, our baby boy.
Oh. I told Josh you're going to be on the show. I was like, yeah, Melvin going to be on there. He just started laughing.
Yeah.
And I knew why he laughed.
I mean, I think one of the first things I was self-conscious about is the person was my name. Because, like. Yeah, Melvin.
With a name like Melvin,
you
like,
either sound like a mechanic or a sexual predator. Like, they go Melvin touching them kids. You know what I'm saying?
You got a nickname?
You
bro?
Get a job?
I got a job interview tomorrow, actually, yeah. Which is crazy.
Can I open these just a tad bit?
What?
The blind.
If you want to. Why it's dark?
Yeah, I just like light.
I feel you. I hate light.
I am black as hell.
Okay.
No, you good? No, you go open it. You go. We want to. I'm gonna put the sheets up. Cause I ain't got no curtains, so I got my curtains will be lit. All right, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Watch out now, you whack motherfucker! Watch out now. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
It's main man J Red. Can't do with the motherfucking fade.
And this your boy Jamar Fresh. I carry the fresh one.
Yo, I got a little something. I got a little something of both, bro. I got a little Jim Beam. I got a little Parmesan, bro.
Hell yeah.
It really depends on your mood.
You doing it big for once, like, for real. Like, you got two bottles.
Hey, man, fuck that Hennessy, bro. Y'all do me a favor, y'all, and listen.
And remember, it ain't about what you heard. It's about what you listen to.
All right. Watch out now.
You whack motherfucker. Watch out now. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
I fucked the eye up, but I know it come from a good spot.
From the good?
Yeah. But anyway, bro, we got two special guests in the motherfucking building. We got a returning guest, Danielle and the motherfucker.
With no social media at all.
Except a Snapchat.
I just added today.
And we also got my guy, Melvin.
Hi, what's up?
How you be out there, Melvin?
I am a white man. How are you all? Now, this is Melvin, a.k.a. Thucker Jones,
hey.
A.k.a. The Roguish Gent, a.k.a. Bam Bam Bigadoe, a.k.a. I don't know. I had Bam Bam Bigadoe, yeah. Like, loaded
the cop. I got one. I'm the guy with the fade.
See, I'm like, I listen to podcasts and everybody got like six, and I'm like, man,
y'all don't want to know my AKs. Like, I'd have been called nigga, like black AKA boy, nigga. like
Kodak
a whole bunch of shit.
AKA,
yeah,
AKA baby Kodak.
She just like, I ain't trying to get us off because I know how we usually do things. But like Danielle said, I look like Kodak Black.
Baby.
You
get some golds and some damn like.
And put them little popcorns in your head.
Yeah, yeah.
I promise you.
You get a.
That's not a good look for me.
Brush sponges.
Hey, bro, did y'all know them dreads in his head?
Really?
Yeah, them like the little, you know, the
little Haitian junk.
Yeah, though, he doing them thick, so they're going to be like.
But he just, what, just ball them up in
them
little
thing? Yeah, and they just like. I guess like tangled in the twine. Yeah. Like, damn, that's how niggas in Florida do.
Yeah, it's Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, no offense.
I mean.
Yeah.
If y'all ain't know Danielle from Florida, well, not from Florida.
I'm not from Florida. I've just been there for a while. Probably gonna live there the rest of my life. Got
for real,
a
full
license now.
You like it that much?
Yeah.
Oh shit, Danielle.
The weed better.
Weed better.
They shoot niggas.
Hold on, what part of Florida?
They shooting gay niggas, though.
Nah,
I mean,
what part of Florida?
Orlando.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Orlando been on 10, man.
Yeah. But Orlando had, like, some,
how
like,
you, how
the
you
worst week
Orlando
ever.
Orlando, and you don't know who Kodak Black is. But you say I look like him.
Maybe Miami and Orlando
me a
pretty
picture. That's why I said you
you acting
like
the same
him.
Girl who doesn't have a
Twitter.
Yeah, like,
I just added Snapchat.
On,
give me my props for the shit now. Give my props.
I feel
you.
Know,
I mean, I ain't putting no picture. I don't know how to do it. But we gonna post one today. Yeah. We're gonna pick that bitch off, right?
But see, y'all know Danielle's like, this is her third time been on the show.
Yeah.
Like, shit. She just come kick shit. But this is my guy Melvin first time. I was really interested in Melvin because we used to like, well, it'd be like a, like anywhere we have a little podcast meeting or some stupid shit. And motherfucker Melvin just bust out with some funny shit. Like, he'd just be running his mouth, be white people around. He'd just be saying nigga.
Yeah.
I found it so funny.
Yeah, I say nigga. in mixed company all the time. And like, I'll say it like.
How do other people take it? They be like, should I say it? Or well, like, is it cool now?
Like being a like 6 foot three, Melvin said it. 300 black man, pound black man, you don't really get it that often. Like, yeah. Man, you know what, Melvin. And like, I wouldn't. And like, I say it out of spite. Like, you better not say it, cracker. And if you do, I'm going to punch you in the face.
You know, in Florida, everybody said it, no matter what race you
I
are.
I couldn't take it.
And I was saying like, hey, chill out. They was like, you got to understand, baby girl, or mommy, or whatever they call it. Like,
who would be white people?
White, black,
Colombian,
Dominican Republic, man, Spanish.
Every time I get on words, it'd be a Mexican everybody. On there fighting. Talking about some, yeah, nigga, what's up, nigga? Yeah, come on,
like, nigga. Oh, they the main ones, especially say that shit. I don't really.
I think they
the
say it
people,
for like a, ugh, like a like.
Well,
angry,
see, my thing is, if you're a person of color, I can take it. Wait, like if you're like Dominican saying it, I'm like, well, you just like. You were just a boat stop away from being. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like, if a like a white boy,
like straight Scottish ass,
like
ginger, can't really say it.
Yeah, like, motherfucker,
like ginger with the freckles and the
like, you super white. Yeah. Like you super white. like you ain't like hip hop, nigga. You can't even say it. Like you gotta like hip hop.
But that's crazy though. Like it's 2016 and it's still that word. Like still the only word that we got. But like you know that we can say without you know.
Well, it's supposed to be. Yeah,
this. Yeah. It's, like, I don't even catch myself saying the word nigga. Like
because
honestly,
you say it so much, you don't realize how much you say.
I say nigga often.
I say nigga so much, I try not to.
I love saying nigga.
nigga keep my teeth white. Like, I saw that from Paul Mooney, but it's
I love
true.
The word nigga.
Yeah, I fucks with nigga. Like, I would say nigga.
So
in
much
a minute.
Power, especially when you snap it out. Yeah. There's so much nigga. Emphasis on
that's why I meant to say it. When they be fighting, nobody be saying it, because it's so much. It, like, it could be scaring niggas sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
She say nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'd be scared of that.
I've never been in that situation, though, where it was used out of context or where it was, like, used as, like, some, like, a derogatory statement towards a black person, like if a white person say, yeah, I never been like around. Yeah. Like,
take y'all ass to Greenwood
though.
And go on the side of the tracks. They'll say that shit real quick. Hell, in Byron, they told me that I was jogging one day, and you know how when you got your headphones on, the song skipped?
Yeah.
And so it was like blank for a second, and they were saying, nigga, get out of here. Keep on running, nigga. And I was like,
yeah, see, with that, I would have blew that bitch up. Like the whole city of Byron. I'd have been like,
Byron ain't number.
That bitch would have smelled like dog.
Oh, they got a Walmart.
Yeah. I saw that bitch when I drove in yesterday.
I mean, Carthage got a Walmart. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, hey, you got a Walmart.
Once you get a Walmart,
you
a
city.
People can't really talk about you. Yeah, like, you got a Walmart.
Nigga, I ain't got no Walmart. We finna get one.
We got a Fred.
Yeah, like, that's a Fred.
Like, take your damn. Cheap ad detergent free. Yeah. Like, I need to go to Fred about cheap detergent.
I don't want to buy Wish detergent, motherfucker.
I hate that detergent, man. Like, it be in ball, it be hard and shit. Like, cheap ad detergent. Yeah. Like, my mom
you
be
get
like.
Your clothes out, you still see the damn white powder. Yeah. Stuff
I think
shit.
It's called Sun. Like, I bought that shit home one day. My mom, like, take this shit.
Like, what's wrong with
I was
you?
Like, it's cheaper. It was like a big ass box of this shit. I was like, I'm washing my clothes with this. Like, y'all. That game to that high, like, I want this shit. Like.
I know what you're saying. I know what Sun is, though. Like, yeah. I would buy this shit one time.
Yeah.
I think Wiley bought this shit like that. I should be honest with you, but it be lit, though.
But yeah, though, we got my homeboy Melvin and his bitch.
Tell us about the Rogan Gent, man. Tell us how you came up with this shit you got going, man. All
right, so basically, the Rogan Gent is a podcast I do. You can find it on CC Productions, on SoundCloud, iTunes, Satchel. And so I got this partner named James, and he used to go by User Rubber. Like, because he had a website called userrubber.com, and he used to sell sex toys.
That's crazy.
Even more amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So he used to really drink a lot, and I had
he
a studio.
Better and better.
Yeah. And I had a studio on Mill and Cohey, and we still got a building. We just don't do, like, studio work out of it anymore. So I used to basically get him drunk, and we used to talk about strip clubs for 30 minutes. So then we were like, yeah, that was it. That was like the early
okay,
days.
Let me talk to you right there. What the hell y'all got to talk about 30 minutes, like every time y'all experience?
Yeah. Like he's done some shit. I've done some shit. Like the strip club, like I haven't been to a strip club in like year. And I'm so like, I'm over it. But so we would, you know, do that. It'll be him drunk. We started doing that. And it was about like 5 or 6 episodes. So he had a new job. He couldn't do it. So it died for like a year. Then I decided to bring it back. And I just interview like friends, people I know, people I find interesting, stuff like that. So.
That's basically, you know, what we do. Like, we, you know, interview our, you know, our closest friends, like artists and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, people that, you know, people going to be like, oh, okay, let me see what he talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel you on that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's pretty fun. It's gaining a lot of traction. Being in the, we don't really have a name for it, so I just been calling it a co-op. Shout out to
you put me in the co-op like before we started the podcast. I ain't want to say, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You said, you in the co-op. I was like, all right, shit. Yeah, like, I'm cool. Like, yeah.
Like, dude. But yeah, man.
I got 2 quick.
Okay.
All right, first, how you feel about, why you take a year off going to strip clubs?
Man, because I was just going.
You got broke.
Yeah, that. So like, all right, so
your face was too familiar. Like, what's up, man?
Yeah. I've had that before too. And like, strip clubs are like the ultimate mood enhancer. So like, if you in a really good mood, you feel 10 times better. But if you in a shitty mood, you feel 10 times worse.
Sound like liquor.
Yeah, exactly. It's like liquor itself with like labias and shame.
They have some crazy labias, by the way.
Yeah. But the prettiest pussy I ever saw was actually in the strip club, which is crazy. It was the stripper. We were in Babes, which is
the white people shit.
Yeah.
That's in the cut. That's like that down the street from Danny's.
She was white.
No, she was
black.
Yeah.
No, I fuck with that. On my birthday one year, a chick was like, I'm going to give you an autograph on this shirt. And she just put it between her pussy and threw it at me.
That's nasty.
I still like, got the shirt.
That's how AIDS was created. Yeah.
So she was like this little slim black chick. And like, she was dancing. And I just noticed. And I was like, oh, man, that is, it's one of the only like aesthetically pleasing vaginas I have ever seen.
What is a good looking vagina?
I like my vagina. You know how a catcher's mitt look? Like a miniature catcher. Yeah, like a miniature
it's closed,
catcher.
Right?
Yeah,
it's closed. Okay.
And it's just like a little puffy. You know, just a little chubby.
I like all vaginas.
Vaginas definitely have personality.
Ladies, please love your vagina. Love your vagina no matter how it looks.
You know, vaginas definitely have, you know, personality.
Yes, they do.
Trying to think of what's the prettiest pussy I'd have saw. Like, I'd have gave a female a compliment. Like, you got a pretty-ass pussy. Like, I can't just really think. Like, it's all the same to me. Like, it'd be dark most of the time. Be having sex, like, I don't know. Like,
Like, you better cut the lights on. Double check that.
Yeah.
My mama always told me, put that shit in your hand and look at it before you do anything.
Yeah.
I do it every time.
Majority of the time.
A couple times, I forget that step. You know what I'm saying?
You know, shit. Drunk nights off Jack Daniels, you're going to forget it. But majority of the time.
I do the finger taste test where, like, you finger a girl. Then you
put it in her mouth.
Yeah. She'd be like, ooh.
If she jump. I heard that.
Stop
it. You know, bitches will do that. Bitches will want you to eat their pussy and it won't jump. Just hold that shit in.
Yeah. They like, I got this nigga.
Hold on. What you mean you don't jump? What you mean?
Like, you know, I heard that test. You know, you play with it and you put it up, you know, close to her nose. If she jump, you don't eat that shit. Some bitches, they know that since y'all said that so much, so they just hold it. They're like,
there's so many different rules.
And be like, okay, I put your fingers in my mouth.
I have regular sex. Like, girl be like, I mean, how was the sex with you? Like, I'm just regular. You know, she just regular.
Like, a little missionary, you know, a little foreplay.
Ain't really nothing for
it. I'm a good nigga. Say, I'm like, I'd be like a spider monkey.
Nigga, that what you mean?
Oh, man. God damn.
Oh, no motherfucker.
God damn.
So you got to whip it out now, bro.
You got to put
your dick on the table,
it's
man.
It's only right.
That's like, what you got to do, bro. You got to whip it out. Bro.
I don't want to embarrass y'all niggas, and I don't want to get,
you embarrass me, but with my little old wee wee, I'm peeing on my balls over here.
But I was trying to say, man, before I was rudely interrupted, I forgot.
How you feel about this co-op, bro?
I like it, man. Like, it's cool. Like, other people podcasting. So that's always a plus for the city. So yeah, as long as we expanding and just doing
I'm happy there's a lot of black podcasters too.
Oh yeah, it's mostly black. Except for like what Garrett and Lee, like, and I don't do that honorary and, black shit.
But they're the minority.
Yeah, they're the minority. Garrett and Michael and Bo.
Bo is the pie father. But shout out to Bo.
Bo is some other shit though.
Bo is like, I'm in this, but like,
I'm finna go make
if
some
it blows up. Yeah, like, I'm not affiliated.
Like, he's like the Justin Timberlake.
I'm fucking Lance. Not, but you know what I'm saying. But I'm fucking them motherfuckers. But,
like we just here. Like, hey, this is Justin's show.
Good opportunity.
Yeah.
Bo giving us the recipe basically on how to cook.
Yeah,
like, you know
but I think somebody should just really just like kind of like. I ain't really like just make up a name so we can make this website.
So we can
I can do a logo.
Yeah.
So we can make these shirts. So we can
sell them.
Yeah. So we can like, you know, do something major. Like, I'm excited. I'll be telling Darius and whatever y'all want me to do. Like, I can think of. I'll be like, my mind be everywhere. I can think of like some creative shit, like an acronym. But it's like, it's kind of hard. You know what I'm saying? To like, okay, we'll describe us as a whole. Mm-hmm. And
the co-op sounds pretty good. I want some white women.
What's up with you? Malcolm X converted to Islam. Yeah.
I'm Detroit Red.
Bro, the co-op sound good, and I don't know, but they gave us a good reason why they wouldn't use it, but at the same time, like, man, fuck that. Like, the co-op is great.
It'd be called the Jackson co-op?
What? I don't give a shit what it's called. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. With you, but yeah, that ain't bad.
Long as it's white women and cocaine. Hey,
man, what's going on Funny First Thursday? Y'all got some taco trucks that I said you're just on my.
Garrett and Josh, if you come out.
Yeah.
Because, like, everybody else is pretty much like, I'm busy or I'm going to be out of town.
Funny First Thursday?
Yeah. So we're going to be at Cups during the New Blood Jackson show, and we're going to interview the New Blood Jackson artist and just talk. And it's going to be like what we did at Land versus Ocean. Last 501st Thursday, you know, with an audience and everything. But
Hold on, what? You had an audience last night?
Yeah, we had like.
Who was doing it?
It was us, the co-op. And when we interviewed Jeff,
we had Justin Simeon and then with Josh.
Yeah,
Venom and them.
Yeah, that's hey, what's up, Jessica?
Hey, good looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when we had.
Did y'all have visuals?
No, we didn't. We were just sitting up in like Land versus Ocean is like a design shop.
Yeah.
And like, it's really cool in there.
Yeah.
And we just had people like on the, like at the most we had like, I said like 15 to 20 people in there. And if you know crowd. Land versus Ocean, like that's a lot of people for Land versus Ocean.
So like, I mean, were they interactive? Like, was y'all? Like,
oh no, they were just watching us do the interview. It was like a live podcasting session. Okay. But like we had Jeff Good, the owner of Bravo, and Salamuki is at Broad Street. We had Swole, he's Dollar Black's manager. We had Savvy. He's a local artist that's blowing up a little bit.
We actually had him on the show, but our shit was fucking up.
Yeah. Really?
Shout out to we had him on the show shout first. Savvy, first man. We had him on the show was good. Second time, shit fucked up.
Oh, damn.
Like, book of Savvy too.
Like right now, we did like a whole year and a half. So right now, we doing like a lot of return guests.
Yeah. You want to hear my Savvy impression?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Savvy. And that's a horrible impression. Like, that sounds like nothing.
Well, whenever
saying.
We have him on the show, he'd be like, you know, cool. Like,
like, what's up, man? I'm Savvy.
Yeah. Like, that's my homeboy, though. I've known him for so long. You know what I'm saying? It's just like real good to see him, you know, doing his thing. Yeah.
Remember,
how do you turn it on? And off when you doing like when you go from this nigga shit to you talking to the Bravo guy.
I do nigga shit with him.
Oh, like, real?
Yeah, we told him he was a Jew celebrity. He was like, oh well, I'm a Jew celebrity. You know, Jeff really cool though. But nah, man, I think it's like a hybrid because I mean I be around so many different people all the time, and like I never like I used to code switch a lot. And I was like, I just get tired of doing that. Fuck it.
So you embrace your inner nigga.
Like, I'm embrace my inner nigga. Yeah. I'm from the west side, man.
Like, and then what I noticed about it, I was like, this nigga, he's a nigga.
I'm from off of Bullet Street. You know where Bullet Street is? You know where Clem Boulevard is?
Yeah,
okay, you know where Woodrow Wilson?
Yeah.
And that turn into Bullard.
Yeah.
And before you get to Clem Boulevard, all that stretch is Bullard.
Yeah.
You know where Ford Avenue is?
Take me around.
Okay, you know where the bottom is?
Yeah, I know where the bottom
is. By the VA field?
Yeah.
So say you go to the bottom, you get on Capitol Street.
Yeah.
So then you get on Ford, When you get on the other side of Ford, that's Bullard. So right next to Ford is Broadview. That's the street I'm from.
Okay. So you deep off in the...
I'm a West Side ass nigga. And like, people have...
Provine.
Provine.
Yeah, I went to... When I was growing up, we lived on the North Side. My parents got divorced. Mm-hmm. My mom moved in with my grandma when I was 8. Mm-hmm. So after that, it was like French, Hardy, Provine.
Yeah.
Hardy would turn. Like, I heard y'all beating up teachers and shit. Like, throwing tables and shit.
Yeah, this dude named Marcus Collins. Him and a liaison officer got to fight, but not Officer Hodge, but like it was the other dude.
Yeah.
They got to fight, and Marcus was like 2 years older than everybody. So he was like 6'4", so ain't nobody gonna fuck with him.
They don't need to be in middle school, no goddamn way. Like.
And him and the dude got, well, that was before Morrison, too. Like, I'm a little bit older than y'all, so.
Yeah. I heard that's a elementary or middle school.
Well, Morrison is where they shipped the old niggas.
I went it's to like Capital City almost.
Yeah, I went to school with a dude named Wesley. He was 18 in the 8th grade.
Damn.
And I was in the 6th grade. And Wesley
was he
like,
African or something? Like,
no,
like,
he was West Side ass nigga. Like,
cause you know, I ain't trying to talk down on Africans, but you know, they don't like, Red put me on this, like, what they call this shit?
They don't have the same system over there that they do.
As far as their birth records and shit.
Yeah, because, so yeah, you know, a lot of them displaced over. And stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people in Africa, period, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in Africa, like, either you, like, rich as shit or you poor as shit.
When you come over here, like, a lot of Africans, when you do come over here, they are placed at a lower level than they would be in Africa because of our system different.
And then, like, now, Maker, the dude that's just got drafted. Yeah, that motherfucker just lying. He know exactly how old he is. Yeah. Like, I am 20. Like, nigga, you know how old you fucking is.
I seen that one sports dude not too long ago. This nigga was like 28 from Africa playing high school basketball. Like,
but see, he was a lost boy.
Huh?
He was a lost boy.
Like in Peter Pan?
Nah, like when
Peter Pan.
Nah,
it's
like
all,
it's
all jamming, ain't it?
The Child Rebel Soldier, the Child Rebel Soldier shit that used to go on in the 90s. He was one of them.
Damn.
So he really didn't know because they were like, hey, nigga, you not 19. And he like, what? Like, I'm 32. Like, yes. Like,
I mean, they had to notice this nigga. Like,
yeah,
he had a deep ass voice. Like,
but he's shaving. You know how many years you just been, like, if you don't count your birthday, the year passed, so at least count the years you've been alive.
I mean, what is a year? What is a year for an African dude?
Like, that year,
it's
like,
hot when it get hot again.
Yeah, and
that's
like,
a year.
It's just like, has, like,
you,
dog
you mean,
and
like,
you,
tribe type of African ones that living in the woods and don't know no better?
It's like dog years.
And you fucking fighting in,
dog
you fucking,
nigga.
Yeah, you fighting in, like, tuxedo shoes and sweatpants. And like,
donated, nigga.
Yeah.
Shit donated,
y'all in
nigga.
2016 Golden State Warriors shirts and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Championships and shit.
Like,
man, I didn't win.
They didn't win.
Yeah.
And they like, we got this shirt from this airdrop. And
right, before we move on to sport, man. Okay, so the network, cool. You like the network?
Yeah.
I love it, man. It's cool. I'm glad we've come together.
How'd you feel if some whack ass nigga came in with like, yo, can we be a part of y'all network?
Well, like, we wouldn't let the whack ass niggas in. Like, that's just what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, like, we'll just be like,
The more the merrier, though. If you seriously,
what
it's a podcast.
What type of more now? You have a whole bunch of whack ass niggas on your team.
Do you like all the shows in the
thing? What?
Do you like all the shows in the network?
Yeah.
I think it's very strong. I think it's very diverse, too.
I listen to all the shows.
They're very different.
Yeah.
I've listened to, y'all weren't always on SoundCloud.
We really on Podomatic.
Okay.
And
okay.
iTunes.
Okay.
That's our main focus.
Cause see, I got a Mac at the house, but like my phone is
a
bullshit Android, so I don't have iTunes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've heard y'all, and it's cool.
Did you hear when it first came out? Or when did you hear it?
The first episode I heard was with Kevin.
Kevin Perez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all had Kevin. Well, I don't want to say that because he got a job now.
Yeah.
Well, he already had a job, but Kevin.
He got
Kevin,
a new job, you saying?
Yeah, Kevin was inebriated.
Yeah.
And
oh, that was the 420 episode.
Yeah. Kevin just talking. So, and then I heard the one with Darius, a.k.a. Will Smith.
A.k.a. Four Bars.
A.k.a. Four Bars.
He's,
Darius is very white.
You know what I'm saying? That's well past our, like, we had, a bunch of episodes before that.
See, I didn't know that.
A bunch of them. And if you, I mean, if you got a little, the podcast app, man, we got so many episodes.
Because, like, before, like, Darius asked me about podcasting, and they came up with Talk and Talk. And, like, the only other podcast I knew about in Jackson was...
Bullshit.
No, it wasn't even both. It was Comprehensive
Beatdown.
Garrett and Mike. So I was like, oh, shit. And I met Bo at Jackson Indie Music Week. And he was like, hey, man, I got a podcast. And I was like, psh, I never heard of your ass. And then I go to, like, Let's Talk Jackson. And I'm like, oh, shit.
This nigga major.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got a podcast player?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a network?
Like, you got sponsorships? Like, yeah.
You major
so,
here.
Yeah, what like. He got a studio, so it's like, you know, like, oh, shit, I'm sorry, bro. But, like, we wouldn't let no whack people in.
I would like to see a female one, though.
I
like,
do, too. All
female. Well, you got all
female
Jessica Simeon. Hey, Jessica.
I'm talking about all female.
Oh, all female?
Yeah.
It's one I listen to called Another Round.
Mm. It's in Jackson?
No, it's in New York.
I think Jessica I know more PC. Like, I want somebody to be like... Oh, our level.
Jessica be
she's
like,
definitely PC.
Jessica be like, well, guys, I don't want to offend anybody.
You know. So I love look here, if he cute, suck his dick. Like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Shit, she said it.
Yeah,
like, all cute didn't get a dick sucked. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just because she said it. Like. But nah, that shit real, man. So how you feel about LeBron, man?
I love LeBron, man.
I don't really like LeBron.
I'm a big LeBron. Like, I'm okay.
You happy for LeBron?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm happy for it, too.
So I've been a Pacers fan since I was, like, 9.
So like the Reggie Miller, yeah. Jalen Rose, Mark Jackson.
And I like Reggie Miller, but LeBron is the first person where I'm, like, how a lot of people say I'm not a fan of a team, I'm a fan of a player.
Yeah.
Like, he's my first guy like that.
So you was a Cavs, so you would root for the Cavs?
Yeah. Cause I mean, and then I want to see him win because they haven't won a championship in a major sport in like since like '64. Yeah.
Well, what was the sport then?
Football.
Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, Jim Brown. The ultimate
we weren't
black
even
man.
Thought of.
Yeah,
like,
we
our parents
even,
weren't
yeah.
thought of. Like this shit crazy.
Like, well, my dad was around because my dad was old as shit.
I think my mom was born in '69.
And
'67.
My mom was born in '64. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah, my mom was born in '70. 71,
mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Damn,
she
yeah.
was a shout out to your mom.
I'm born in '69.
Okay. We all tell her where I'm born in.
69,
my mama
fine.
Whoop your mama ass.
Yeah, right.
Try that shit. My mama's OG.
So, yeah, like, I fuck with LeBron, man. I mean, I think.
This how, okay.
We don't deserve
him. But this how I feel about LeBron. Like, this how I feel about sports figures in general. Like, you, like, with all that, I can see why people were hating on him at first because, like all the shit he was, like, you know what I'm saying, he was talking about when he first got on, like, I'm the chosen one, he wore the number 23, that he went to Miami, but, like, to just hate this nigga, like, stupid to me. Like, I'm not the biggest Kobe fan, but, like, I like him for, like, what he stand for. Like, I'm a 5-time champion, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my favorite player, Dirk Nowitzki.
2-time MVP.
Like, okay.
I think.
That is very strange.
To me, Dirk, like, the greatest, like, he revolutionized the game. Yeah. If you ask me, a 7-footer who can shoot, dribble. Like, he beat LeBron. Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Dirk, like, one of my favorite players.
That is
like,
one thing people will never not be able to say about LeBron. That 2011 series,
yeah.
He did choke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a choke job. And, I mean, you know, it was like, okay, cool.
But,
it
like, I think, like, right now, at this moment, he could retire from the league, and I still think he'll be, like, in the top five
bro,
players.
And that's
like,
my thing
yeah.
about it, bro. I still think he got people like, man, it's over. He ain't got to do nothing else. I'm like, well, he kind of do. Like, so, like,
he brought a championship to Cleveland.
I mean, okay, I understand how.
Ain't nobody did this.
I understand how important that is, how beneficial it is. But at the same time, like, this nigga could win, like, five. Wait, you don't count him out yet. He can win, like, five.
Oh,
more.
Yeah. Like, I don't want people to count him out no more because I'm like, well, you got three.
He's still going.
That's rare air.
Then he went to 6 straight NBA finals.
Yeah.
Like.
And he got another, because he was 31.
He 30, right?
He 31.
Okay, 31.
So he got another prime. Well, not prime, but he got an. I say he got another good
4-5
years.
Yeah,
and then he going to do his 2 slow years and he going to retire.
Yeah.
Like his 2 let's win another one for LeBron, I guess.
Fuck LeBron.
He's been a team around LeBron.
Like. Yeah. But, like, yeah, I fuck with LeBron heavy,
and
man.
I think if Kyrie, I think if Kyrie won another one, then I think his contract up. Where his contract up?
I don't think Kyrie leaving.
I think Kyrie, if you want to win a championship, he going to have to leave. Cause like LeBron can only take you so far, but he's so much younger than LeBron. So I'm saying like, so like when I mean like you said, he got two more slow years. Kyrie don't be around for that shit, you know? Like, Kyrie took you out to L.A. and get with
Kyrie, that nigga, though, he slick should have been the MVP.
Man, like, what you mean, bro? Last year they did not win because of Kyrie, bro. Yeah. This year, bro, Kyrie hit the game winning shot. He had 41 just like LeBron. He did everything he was supposed to.
Let me ask you this: who had the most points in the finals?
I mean, okay, LeBron, he did all it.
Like, that's never happened before.
But, like, he did the same thing last year, though. Like,
and he won, too, like, by himself.
Like Red said, the main difference was Kyrie.
So, do you discredit Golden State last year because they didn't have to play against Kyrie?
This year, I would discredit them last year because the way they played this year, Kyrie
went to seven games.
Like,
they still won 73. That's why I don't look at their season as being a failure because they still won 73.
Oh, that's a failure.
They won 73. They went seven games.
Did they get a ring?
They lost nine games, man.
Well, did they get a ring?
No. So it's 29 other teams that had fucked up seasons.
Dude. I mean, if 29 other teams didn't win 73 games.
True.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you win 73. Like, the 2008 Patriots.
Yeah, when they went undefeated.
And you lost the Super Bowl off of a fucked up play from a nigga that ain't even played another down after that.
But you know what I was mad about, bro? That Seattle shit.
With
when,
the
he threw a pick right at the end of it.
Oh yeah.
Man, I was hot. I'm like, bro.
But shout out to Malcolm Butler, though. He's from the SIP, though.
Yeah. Like, that nigga was in a Foot Locker the year before. For real, he was working in Foot Locker and, like, came up and got a free, like, GMC Envoy or some shit. Like, it was actually Tom Brady. And Tom Brady, like, man, you can have this shit. Like,
Tom Brady, that nigga. Like, if I could, like, switch places with anybody, I think it'd be Tom Brady.
I hate Tom Brady.
Like, you got four Super Bowls. Yeah, you got cool. The model wife.
Giselle. Man, fuck Tom Brady. I wouldn't shake Tom Brady's hand.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't like Tom Brady.
I root for him stronger than I did Peyton.
See, and I'm a Colts fan, so Peyton could do no wrong.
I see why you. Yeah.
Even though Peyton, like, you know what, man? I still think Peyton, like, not racist. But if somebody said, look at them niggas over there, he'll be like, oh, yeah, those are niggas. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I noticed, man? And I guess we can get into the show after this. But
what's the time say now, yeah?
But, like, I work with this cleaning service, right? And mm-hmm. It's, a, you know, predominantly white-owned or whatever. So me and the guy who owned it, like, we was, like, at the gas station trying to fill the truck or whatever. I was driving. He came. And, like, you know, met me at the gas station, whatever. But it was these two black chicks, like, in the truck, like, at the gas station, like, parked. Like, they looked like they was in a badass situation. Like, they had clothes, furniture all in the van. Yeah. Like, they looked hot, sweated. They was like, excuse me. I'm talking about yelling to the top of their lungs. Like, well, I knew that my manager heard him. Like, he's a white guy, so I knew he heard him. So I'm like, I'm an introvert. Like, everybody know this, but like, if I see somebody like yelling at the top, I'ma look. I was like, what's up? Like, you know, say what's going on. She was like, can y'all help us with some gas? And then I was like, I'm sorry, baby, we need some gas. And she was like, is that a no? I was like, it looks like it. And then you know what I'm saying? So then she kept yelling. So like, eventually they just like drove off or whatever. And then like the older white guy, he was like, you know, what do those girls want? I was like,
you heard them, motherfucker.
I know you heard them. Like, I was like, they needed some gas. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, well, they gone now. Like, I guess that's like, you know what I'm saying? I think white people, like, if they feel as though they don't acknowledge.
Had that nigger blocker up.
Yeah, like, if they don't acknowledge the situation, then it's like, oh, I can be racist right here. Yeah. I don't acknowledge. But I ain't calling him a racist. It's just like how you said about Peyton. Like, you know, like, I couldn't see Peyton at a cookout or something, like, with the OJs.
But oh, hell no. Nah. Like, hell no. Nah.
Give me some of them baked beans.
Like, Peyton would be like, well, they're out there being black.
Yeah, like.
I'm in this nice AC.
Like, I think Brett Favre got a little nigga in him, like, for what he did at the end of his career.
Brett Favre is from Clinton.
From what?
The Clinton, Mississippi.
Okay, yeah.
Like, literally the home of the KKK.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's like.
He can throw a football, though.
Yeah, he can. He a drunk white man. Like, he's a tough white. Like, I wouldn't fight Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Like, not right now. Yeah. Like, out of shape, Brett Favre.
Old man strength,
he got like, that old man strength, and he got that old redneck strength. Yeah. Like y'all watch Survivor?
I did at one point.
Okay, so
after the 28th season, yeah. I started watching.
Okay, so it was this redneck on there last year, yeah. right? And he was winning all the challenges because it was just like redneck shit they were doing anyway. And I'm like, yeah, he can win that shit because he's a redneck. Like, this is what they do. So like
what, Brett, make a fire or something?
Like, you got to jump on these logs with one leg. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like, you got to switch your leg for each time you like land. Yeah. Like, that shit rednecks do anyway. So like, and rednecks also fight a lot. So I say Brett Favre could. Brett Favre could probably whoop my ass.
Yeah, Brett Favre definitely.
You a
whoop my
big
ass.
Guy, man. Like,
Brett Favre could whoop my ass.
If I didn't know you, like, yeah. I wouldn't like come to you. Like, if you was in some Jabos and a white tee, yeah. like,
if it was 2004,
I'm trying to be your friend.
Yeah, yeah. Like, friend. Brett Favre could Brett Favre could whoop my ass, and I have no like, I feel no kind of way about saying it because I know, because he a tough old white man. Like, he's a tough old redneck. Like, he could whoop my ass.
That's crazy. When I first met but when I was talking to you outside of Outbeat, I was aware that you had like two jobs. You also do Uber.
Yeah,
I was telling you.
I don't do Uber anymore.
When you stop? 2 days
ago. Uber, 2 days ago.
Do
yeah.
My roommate do Uber. My roommate do Uber.
They don't. They the rates are lower now.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. My roommate do that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm not doing.
I mean, anymore. How does this shit work? Like,
okay, so first of all, when you going to pick up somebody, you don't get paid for that part. You get paid for when you have them in the car. Yeah.
It's stupid.
So, like, if you in Midtown and you get a call from, like, Clinton and it's 19 minutes away, that's 19 minutes and, like, 30-something miles of you wasting. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So then, like, say if the thing about Uber and Jackson is, if you pick up somebody from like Finian's or somewhere like Fond Republic, they're either going to Brandon or Madison.
Yeah.
So that used to be like a $25 trip. Yeah. Now it's like $19.
Okay. So it's really just
it ain't worth it. Like, the most I made in the night was like $280.
How long were you driving?
I started driving like 9 that night and I stopped at like 2 that morning.
How much gas did you spend?
That's what
I got a hybrid, so it's like it's $25 to fill up, and I'm good for like a minute.
That was one night. You got $280 in one night.
That one night.
For good. Nine, that's good. What's
yeah.
That?
Yeah.
That's
for 9 to 2.
I do that shit.
Like, you make it seem like it's like not worth it.
I mean, but not anymore because.
I'm saying, you just like, where you want to go?
Well, not anymore because. Well, then you got put up with like drunk people and like. Yeah. I had this one.
Take
dude,
me here. No, take me here.
They're going to Madison and like. They were married, and he was like, "You're not going to get me in that pussy tonight." And she's like, "Shut up, John. Like, I'm right here." And I'm just like, man.
You need like, a privacy glass.
Like, I can't get a blowjob. And I'm like, this you your wife, had, dog.
You
like,
ever had somebody do it in the back of your car?
I've had somebody that wanted to. And I was like, I don't care.
With you?
Nah. You know what? I don't, like, I don't
care. Hold on, answer the first question first.
Yeah.
I've had people that wanted to do it, and I'm like, I don't care, but they never have, because I don't think they expect me to say I don't care.
You can we fuck?
Like, yeah, like, I don't fuck. Like,
well, I
don't
even
steal
say no.
Anything
no,
on my
like,
seat.
I have a rich
Saturday, I had, like, three people in there. It was two chicks and a dude. And the chick had got in the front with me. And, like, she was, like, this weird white chick. And, like, she just kept on looking at me, like, not like, man, I think this white girl. Fuck, man.
Those conversations with yourself.
But, like, I don't ever hit on people while they in Uber because I don't want to, like,
get a
she
bad
get on Twitter
rating.
And she like, let me tell you about this creepy Ooh, black guy that tried to fuck me. You know, and then I'm the creepy black guy in the Uber.
He but, mad creepy.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, it's some of the people Ubering now in Jackson that is kind of cut down on everything.
At first, it was like exclusive, like 20, 25 motherfuckers.
At first, you probably had like 100.
Well,
like, maybe 100. But now you get, now it's like 400.
Damn.
Like, you see
400
Uber,
people?
Yeah.
Ubering?
Like, you see Uber stickers on every other car.
It's 400 people Ubering in Jackson.
Yes. And you don't notice it. You don't notice it unless you Uber.
Yeah.
I don't like, do that shit.
I see the sticker, though. I see the sticker.
And, like, motherfuckers be
I've never
on
seen
it.
A sticker.
It's basically like a little U, like a little Made in Midtown sign.
Have you ever rolled an Uber?
Yeah.
How this shit?
This cute-ass light-skinned chick pick me up.
That was cool.
Yeah. And but she had, like, a Sentra. So I'm like, fuck, I'm in this fucking seat. Yeah.
You sit in the back seat?
I sat in the front. She told me to sit in the front. So I was like, okay, cool. So I'm sitting there and like I got my hands on my knees, like I'm not doing anything, man. I'm like, I'm just here.
It gotta be weird, like kind of awkward, that's like scary. Take me to where I'm
from. Like you picking up a stranger.
It's really scary.
I would be in a bin.
Your first night. Like, it's really scary. Like, I'm not, like, no lie. It's scary.
I took an Uber one time for my first time. It was real weird because I had an Indian dude in a minivan with a baby on board sign. And
yeah.
Car seat.
Yeah, I would have been like.
Yeah, and he just talked to me, having a conversation. I'm like, okay, when I went to other states, and y'all don't, cab drivers don't talk to me. Don't feel like you got to fucking talk to me. Sit your ass up. Take me where I need to be. It's so awkward because you are literally in someone's vehicle.
Yeah.
And you got a baby seat right beside me. Yeah. So it feels weird. And I was like, when it was done, like, what do I do? Do I just leave?
Yeah,
I just want enough room.
But see, the thing is, like, if you don't talk to some people, like, the ratings we give the riders, it don't really matter because you're gonna pick them anyway. Yeah. But if we fall below like a 4.5, we get suspended.
Damn. What? So nigga could just be on some fuck shit.
I'm getting you 2-star, nigga. Yeah. And you get another one, and now like you had a 5-star rate. Well, if you file before like 4.2 now, I think, but. Yeah, if you go below that, they'll be like, hey, your account has been suspended for, like, 15 days. You can't drive right now. So, yeah. But I don't do that, like, fuck shit. Like, I have mints and water. Like, nah, man. Like, get your drunk ass out. Like, I'm not going to do all that.
Hey, what's the craziest shit you ever had encountered with the Uber shit?
People lying about being from Jackson.
Yeah.
like, hey, you from Jackson, man? I'm like, yeah, I'm from the west side. They're like, oh. Yeah, I'm from Jackson. Like, oh, what part? And they like, a little bit down Lakeland. And I'm like,
there's no residential on Lakeland. Yeah. Unless you use the Flowwood.
Like, you're not from Jackson. So
I've never met a white person who wanted to be from Jackson.
Like, I have. Like, they do it like on some
I'm
tough
drunk,
shit.
And yeah, if you drunk and you got a damn black person around, you're like, oh yeah, hell yeah.
Because you know, I'm just talking. You know, I'm talking to them. They're like, oh man, this black guy must be from, you know, from Madison or somewhere, obviously. Because I'm not.
What kind
like,
of car
oh,
you
man,
in?
I'm in a 2016 Ford Escape.
Yo, how you get this 2016? So you got good credit?
I got it from from Mike.
Who is Mike?
Mike with the Mike and Gary.
Oh, yeah.
That Mike, car sales.
He give me something?
Yeah.
I might say I'm looking for a car too.
Holla at Mike.
We need Mike phone on for this podcast.
Yeah. Holla at Mike.
I got a question for you. All right, so I don't know if y'all are familiar with ghosting. Y'all familiar with ghosting?
Nope.
Like ghosts ride the whip.
Ghosting? Nah. It's like basically like you don't. I don't know. Either it's after a sexual encounter. Or it's either just like, I don't really like, I was just nagging on my life.
You just disappear?
You don't text them back.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of blue messages on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just like, hey, how you doing? Next day, shit, you ain't back. Next day,
go ask her a question.
But ghosting is like yo, you just didn't text the bitch back. You know what I'm saying? I think it's more for me after a sexual experience.
Yeah.
But it can also be like, I've been ghosting bitches, not even having sex with them, just like, she spelled you wrong. Like, you know what I mean? I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Would you want to ask her, do she ghost?
Have you ever ghosted a nigga or have you ever got ghost by nigga?
I've ghost plenty of times, if that's what you call it. Hell yeah.
Like you don't text him back at all.
I'm sorry. He says you five text messages. Your game is terrible and I've talked to you through it and you still terrible.
Hold on, what you mean talking through it? How you talking nigga through dick ass?
Like that.
How you talking nigga through dick ass?
I just picture like somebody coaching doing fuck like.
No, it's like.
Like wrong hole. Let's try the other one.
You know what? You right. Yeah. It's wrong hole.
Like wrong hole.
I've had some experience. I'm like, this it?
Yeah.
I'm the person that, like, I'm serious. I'm the person that is going to be extremely real with you when we, because I feel sick. We supposed to have a fun. We supposed to have a great ass time. And if you fucking up, then there's no reason for me to. I told this dude, I look, if you come over here, if you don't perform like you supposed
to. This C-minus ass penis.
I promise you I would never talk to you again. And we've been knowing each other for years. And I'm telling you, since I was, what, freshman year in college, I'm grown as fuck now. We did it. Never. I blocked his number. There's no
okay,
for me to
well, like,
talk
what either. Was the problem? Was size the problem? Or like the stroke game? Or like, what was the problem?
Could he stay erect?
Yeah. I have erectile dysfunction.
Every nigga gonna bust that first time because it's new pussy. So,
I've never bust quick.
I'm too pumped to swirl ass nigga.
Right here, nigga. Bro,
I promise you, guy, I've been in there for like 30 seconds, and this has been it.
I know people that bust. I mean, it's a man. You got to understand, that's a man thing.
I can honestly say I've never bust quick.
Not every time.
I can honestly say I've had shit where it's like, baby, you don't know how bad this is going to be for you.
I'm going to wreck this shit.
Well, not even just wreck it. Just like, oh, got mine. See you later.
Yeah, that's what he talking about. All right,
got mine, my nigga.
Like, I'm asleep.
I mean, let me see. That's I feel like y'all now. Waiting on my answer.
You ever ghosted shit, bro?
Have I ever ghosted somebody? Have I been ghosted? I'm currently being ghosted.
Oh, man.
Chill out.
Damn.
She didn't text you back.
But nah. I don't think it because my dick game was slow.
I mean,
like,
it ain't got to be no sexual encounter. It could be like
conversation.
Yeah, it could be.
Bitch can go over a conversation.
Nah, like the current ghosting I'm going through now because like I just got into it with this little chick that I was fucking with. Like she really just pissed me off. I hope you catch a flat tire today. And the reason why I was so tripped out because you in the same whip that she in. Like she drive a Chrysler 200 or something. That's why I was like
200, 300.
When I pulled up, I was like, "Is this a bitch?"
But anyway, I'm currently getting ghost because like I'm telling this female about herself. Like, of course, ain't nobody gonna want to read that text message and be like,
"Well, first of all, why you sending a text message? Call some damn body. Be a grown ass man and call somebody and say, look, bitch, this ain't it.'
See, man.
Hey."
The chick young though, so it's like it's certain ways you gotta handle this.
You 24.
How old is she? She 20. You messing with a 17-year-old?
Nah. She 20.
She 20.
She 20.
Yeah. So it's like the reason why I text because I don't really like feel like putting that much energy into like doing this.
That's why y'all niggas fuck.
I call.
Fucked up now. Thank you, Red. See, Red is a real nigga. And the bitch you want to call Red. Don't call these other two niggas.
Me and Melvin need to leave the room.
Say that shit one more time. Say that shit one more time, Daniel. Red a real nigga.
Red a real nigga. From what he just said, these other two lame ass niggas.
I'm very lame. Like, I will avoid confrontation.
But not
as
like
as much as I can.
Confrontation and conversation are two different things.
I haven't been ghost like in a long time though. Like I mean, like ever since I got like of age and like I took my glasses off, I guess like
and lost all that weight.
Yeah, like
yeah. You was a fat boy, man.
That was a fat ass when I met him. Nah, that wasn't thick, nigga. He was fat.
I was thick. It wasn't a lot of me to go around, but it was
a plenty. Like a lot of bitches could have jumped on you. Like
wow.
But like I don't know. Like if I text a girl, like she gonna text back.
Maybe you ever ghosted bitch or you ever got ghosted?
I got ghosted and ghosted.
Like that you was texting them about 5 times, they ain't text you back. Like what you like, yeah, what
shit be sleep fucking up my confidence.
But like I leave voicemails. Cause I'm old, so I'll be like,
"Ain't that some shit?" I seen you on text me that said red, and I know you read it.
Like, yeah, like, I think you see this.
Just hit me back when you.
What if
you
got an Android though?
I'll kill both of us.
Right.
I can't even take it serious. Like, you got ghost by somebody with an Android? Like, come on, bro. You got ghost by somebody with an Android?
First
right?
of all, how did you figure out that you got ghosted?
Because it's green.
Your dad's stalking.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
You don't read it. No,
how you figure out it? Because you don't text your motherfucking ass back.
Look
at that. Like, 48 hours, like, you being ghost. Yeah, like, it
ain't stalking if her window unlocked. Okay. Everything.
I ain't. Hold up. The window unlocked?
Yeah.
It's rolled. The window rolled down.
Man, like, matter of the heart, man.
Hey, Melvin, man, before we got into the show, you was talking about a lot about abortion pots.
And
I think that's, like, probably that's the funniest slick. Shit I heard this month.
It's slick not because I'm pro-procreation. And you know, you talking about killing
babies. I'm pro-life.
Hell nah.
Get
Josh done had a few abortions, nigga.
Shit, man.
Get them shits out the paint, man.
Right. I ain't gonna. I don't buy
out of here.
Hey, Melvin, explain to these people what abortion pot is and abortion is, bro.
So, me and my partner was back when we were very immature.
How old were you?
We're like 22, 23.
That ain't immature.
I was like 27.
That was 2 years ago. A year ago.
We had, you know, they don't like, some of them don't like using rubber. And, you know, I did. But I was like, y'all my partners, you know, we boys, you know what I'm saying? So,
ain't the nigga name use a rubber?
And well, like yeah.
I can't trust him now.
And, so we were like, hey, man, we just going to put money into this pot. So if anybody needs an abortion, We gone. And like,
that is the realest shit.
The sex pot, the pussy pot. Yeah. Same thing.
That's the realest shit I ever heard.
And, yeah, man, we put money in it. And has it been used before? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. You know,
see,
what
man,
I mean?
Like I'm for the abortion pot, but like in order to help me, we need a rent pot. Whenever a nigga
nigga put all pot, this like, in the pot, so you need about $40
yeah,
for your rent.
Yeah, we need a rent pot going on right now.
You sleep, dude, bro.
Yeah, I mean we, you know, man, abortions, man.
Who came up with the abortion pot?
I don't want to say his name, but Melvin? One of my best friends. No, it wasn't me. But yeah, I would.
You actually get abortion butt?
One of my best friends. Mm.
Stop skeeting these girls, man.
Look here, man.
Stop skeeting.
Look here, use a rubber.
Daniel,
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Okay, Daniel, you know damn well. Damn. Using a rubber, wacky shit. Like, I just had a rubber on.
I'm not rubber on you.
About 2 minutes. I'm like, hey man, you mind if I like take the rubber off a little bit? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not even gonna lie.
Take the rubber off just a little bit.
She be like, please.
Yeah. Rubber is the worst creation that God has ever allowed a man to create. Yeah. It's the most terrible thing.
I mean,
and mine even worse because I'm allergic to latex. So when I use one,
you allergic to latex.
I'm allergic to latex, but shit, I'm not gonna catch no STD because you want to catch it.
So what happened when you use rubbers?
Shit closes up like a goddamn. I don't even know that.
So that's kind of like better for him?
No, because it can't. It will not.
Oh, it's just
swollen.
Like.
Think about like. Oh, when yeah. When you eat something, your throat starts closing up.
Okay,
it's the same thing.
So what you do then? Like, if you like latex?
There are a pack of condoms that's non latex.
Like lamb skin?
Three of them for $14.99.
Polyurethane?
I let a nigga know, look, if you're going to do it, you got to pay $14.99. Other than that, don't even fucking worry
about it. So
then
he'd be like, that's how much the pussy costs?
Like, them bitches expensive as hell.
You don't try to, you don't be like, shit, fuck, you ain't raw.
Hell no. Y'all forgot I'm in nursing school.
You
and
never
have
wrong.
Been doing. Hell yeah, I done fuck
oh,
wrong.
Oh, I forgot that.
Get you one nigga that you know that's like.
Yeah, like my nigga that I told him, okay, you going to get tested. I'm going to get tested. We'll figure this shit out. This is my summer fling. We'll figure this shit out. Then we'll do it.
Yeah.
But other than that, if I'd have been drinking Jack Daniels all night, we using a rubber no matter what.
Why?
I don't know you. I mean,
I don't know.
Like, I don't know what the fuck you got. I don't have no paperwork on you.
I'm thinking about the dude that you talking to before.
Hell no. Nah, I hate rubber.
Just a regular
name. I remember the first time I went raw.
I went raw my first time having sex.
You know, condoms make females dry, like, really quick.
Yeah.
Man, dude, bro, it's so whack, bro. But it's like, it's so safe.
My it's really man. Not safe. It's only 99% safe, and 1% is a bitch, though.
My,
I don't know that.
My first time going raw, I was fucking with this chick who was.
She had a fat ass.
She I don't want
to
say
was
who
white?
It is because. No.
You don't say who it is. I'm just saying. She
no, but I don't want to say how I know her.
Big titties.
Because one of my family members.
All the way away.
And one of my family members.
Oh, you talking
like,
about?
and one of my family like, I told you not to fuck that girl. Like, but so. She was in at her uncle's house for the summer because he, like, did some shit. So she was housing. So we were talking with him. She was like, yeah, I get tested 4 times a year.
That's a lot of time.
And I was like, you know me, I'm like 19.
You're the funniest shit.
So right? I'm like, damn, she's safe as fuck.
Oh, God, you like,
yeah.
I get tested.
Yeah.
I might have some shit.
Yeah. So I go over there or whatever. And, you know, I'm smashing. I'm like, hey, can I take this off? She's like, sure. And I got in there, and I was like, man, where am I? Yeah.
I'm like red. Like, the first time I had sex, I lost my virginity. Like, I went in there, like, I ain't use a condom.
Oh,
like,
no.
I mean, I did a condom with present. I think we used it, but it was like, yeah. Hey, you know, like, what they gonna
but, like, after I got finished, like, as soon as I got finished, you know, that feeling you get in your gut, like right after you bust, and it's like that feeling like guilt. Yeah, and you like, man,
like,
I shouldn't
like
have
right
did
here.
That. And I'm like, man, I'm finna fucking die. And like, I got tested the next day. Then like, they're like, well, you know, you have to wait 6 months or something. I'm like, fuck. And I got
tested.
Like,
for what?
But HIV, you
no.
Yes, it is. If you go, say for instance, you fuck a bitch tonight, and you think like, oh shit. I fucked up. Let me go get tested.
Hey, wait, 6 months for the HIV results?
Yeah, it can take
up to 6 months for it
bro,
to show
bro,
up.
Yeah.
Bro, when I got tested, before I went to Seattle, I got tested because I was like, man, I'm going to fuck all this vagina in Seattle.
In Seattle. All right.
But see,
go
before
ahead.
I went there, I was like, yo, I got tested. I was like, yo, how do I get tested for shit you can't see? HPV, syphilis, herpes. How do I get tested for this shit? It's like, because you got to just have it.
What?
You know, like, I ain't do the swab. Oh, you got
just have it. That does, like, you know, other shit.
Like, yeah. Fucking nurse was, like, being a real, like, she went professional. Like, she was like, drop your drawer, then, like,
and they milk you.
Nah, like, she was,
and you got
sprays, like,
so you wait, dick ain't
dead. I got milked by this fine ass chick, man.
Ain't really how it's supposed to be, because I'm nervous.
Man, my first time, I got milked. So I got milked by this, like, fucking gorgeous.
What is milked?
I
want to
ask that too.
Yeah, too.
Okay, so when they do the swab, like, you never got swab?
I got swab before.
Okay, and so that'd be like, we got to, like, basically give, like, chub you up a little bit, I guess. So
pre-nut?
Yeah, that basically,
and they go,
yeah.
Like, and I'm like, okay, cool. So, like, she is, like, gorgeous. So I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
I want a fucking Indian nigga to do my swab.
Fuck no. Like, when
Indian
I,
nigga?
When I
don't want no pretty bitch. No,
when
white
I
dude.
When I most recently went to the clinic,
I want a fucking Indian nigga who don't know shit about.
When I most recently went to the clinic, like, them bitches in there, they tried to play me. Like, that was like, oh, we gonna see him again, girl. You know you gonna be here again. Damn. I'm like, bitch, like, why I gotta be that nigga? Like, I'm the nigga getting tested for STDs every week or something. Like, that shit was awkward. All
right, before we get into the motherfucking word for Google, bro, because I know Johnny
got
this shit.
Get tested too.
Get tested. Hey, bro, but look here, bro. Yeah. Look here, bro. You go in there feeling how you is today. You gonna leave that bitch feeling how you feeling today. It ain't gonna be no different.
And bitches, either you gonna get pregnant or you gonna get catch some. Please be responsible.
Hey, but before we dip off, has everybody heard designers? Designer XXL.
Timmy Turn.
He been wishing for a burn. Kill everybody. Walk. Hey,
do you know who designer is?
See, the one to say panda.
Has everybody heard that? I just want to get y'all thoughts on it before we get to work for Google, because we already over time.
Oh, it's cool with me. I don't care.
You fuck with designer, bro?
I don't fuck with designer.
You fuck with Timmy Turner, though, right?
I don't really fuck with Timmy Turner. I think a lot of rap fans. I mean, it's cool. I just think a lot of rap fans are elitist, because they'll be like,
what's elitist mean?
Like, they think they're better than.
Okay. I don't know what I mean. I just actually think it's because, like, they don't know what I mean.
Yeah, like,
I say a lot of words. I don't know what
like,
I mean.
They think they're, you know, because
what's
like,
that mean? I'd be like, man,
because, like, like, back in my day, you know, Tupac, and I'm like, you know the worst Tupac song I have ever heard? It's called What's Your Phone Number. You ever heard that song?
Mm-mm. I've never heard that.
Google
I listen
shit.
To a lot
and
of
words.
It's on All Eyes on Me, the classic Tupac. Listen to it, you'll be like, what the fuck is this? And you'd be like, yeah.
Ass,
like,
fam.
Everybody put it out bullshit before.
That's fine. That's fine. You put out bullshit, it's cool.
Like, it's like people be like, you know, you got to have a certain level of intelligence to listen to J. Cole. And I'm like, no, the fuck I don't.
So
like,
I be wanting to hold that nigga down.
Like, I don't.
J. Cole is not even on a level of intelligence. He talk about crooked smiles.
Yeah.
I know what a crooked
like,
smile
I talk about,
is. I need y'all to lead J. Cole. That's one of the
I talk about
niggas.
Losing my virginity.
That's one of the real niggas.
Puppy.
Fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, who would give a shit about when J. Cole lost his virginity?
Y'all, man.
Oh, you came
fuck
about J. Cole
virginity? Y'all sitting here want to talk about designer when niggas really talking about some shit and y'all don't even want to.
He talking about losing his virginity and
did you lose his mom?
Sucked.
Did you lose your virginity? Did you lose yours?
I lost my virginity.
You lost yours. All right, then.
I lost my virginity in the back of a Crown Vic behind
the
VA.
I lost my virginity in the back of a Mazda 626.
God damn.
I bet y'all niggas was bumping Immature IMX first time.
Straight we were, you know what we were bumping?
Straight Wayne.
What was y'all?
Straight Wayne.
We were
T.I.
Wayne. Straight Wayne.
We were bumping
T.I. That was my nigga.
Day to Day Grinding by Mike Jones.
You know, that's why our generation so fucked up and not. I don't know how to fuck, take care of kids, nothing.
I was
y'all
on Pretty Ricky Blue Star album. That shit
that's
gave
the new
me
generation,
a,
ladies.
That gave
don't
me a lot of play.
Hey, Blue Star, I put it like this. I finger blasted a lot of chicks at the Carter thanks to Pretty Ricky.
Bruh.
I'm so glad I ain't fuck with niggas like y'all.
Oh,
I'm not a nigga like everybody else.
We were horrible.
Yes, you were.
We were in the Carter.
You went to Provine. You went to Florida.
You on Twitter?
Right?
Yeah, Tucker Jones. T-H-E-C-A-J-O-N-E.
Tucker Jones?
Tucker. T-H-E-C-A-J-O-N-E.
Slow down.
No, Tucker. T-H-E-C-A-J-O-N-E-S.
Man, don't be talking about my high school, man. Forest Hill with the shit. I also went to Ridgeland High, by the way.
Y'all had some hoes.
I mean, do
Forest
I need to
Hill.
Boo you
yeah,
even more?
Yeah.
Wait, what high school
you
went to?
Terry. Oh. Y'all just got a Walmart. Like,
yeah.
Hold up.
Byron.
The name
man.
Of y'all school is not the name of the city. It's like.
Yes, Terry is a city. If you didn't know, I think you need to learn your shit.
Terry
but y'all,
ain't a
but
city.
Y'all, but y'all live in
Terry
Byron.
Terry is a city.
Terry is
people
a.
People went from. We people went explain to Terry, it. Byram, was it Wingale? I don't know what the hell that city is. And I was supposed to either go to Forest Hill or Terry. I went to go visit Forest Hill. I was like, no, these too many niggas. This back like in Greenwood. Should take not. My ass with
oh,
the white
he was in Greenwood.
Yeah, no
I was
room
like,
to
I'm
talk.
Through with this shit. I don't want no more niggas around me. Show me how the white folks live.
Before we end the show, man, I'd like to for Melvin to do his shout outs before you get to the worth
of okay. Shout out to everybody in the co-op. That's Garrett, Michael, Bo, Ontario, Darius, Thomas.
That's some weak ass niggas.
Venom.
Weak ass niggas.
Jessica.
Weak ass niggas.
Shout out to the Frocast, nappyafro.com.
He
y'all
weak as
hell. Huh?
Huh? No.
Nah, nappyafro.com.
Hey, have you heard the Hood Hippie podcast?
I have. Will and Malcolm.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Will and Malcolm. shout out to shout out to
Hey, shout out my nigga Will, dude. Malcolm be lazy, bro.
Man, Malcolm cool.
Malcolm mad
to,
lazy.
Malcolm used to go out with one of my friend's sisters.
What you do in the old tavern today, I tell you?
Man, fuck her, man. Nah, and you know what? It's not fuck her.
What's wrong with her, bro? She was fine.
I thought old tavern was a bar.
You talking about the situation I was in?
Tavern? Shit, let's do it.
You talking about the situation I was in?
Yeah.
I left.
Like, I mean, y'all was cool and y'all was good.
Oh, you talking about old girl I was with?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's my old girl eBaby.
Fitty.
Oh no, that's my old girl eBaby. She moved into. She actually moved to Irving, Texas. Mm. Shout out to eBaby.
Oh, you was like you like it's going away party.
Yeah, we just went because she liked going there.
Mm.
But yeah, follow me on social media. Thecla Jones, Thecajones, Thecajones. That's all social media. Yeah. Follow my YouTube. Thecla Procrastinates. It's a bunch of random shit. I got a fire dancer on there.
What's her name?
Stephanie. That's she's from cool. New Orleans.
How she spell Stephanie?
White.
Like, it says a lot about you.
Yeah.
PH. Yeah, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It says a lot about your mom, not you.
Mm. But, yeah, she was cool. Yeah, so if you want to listen to the Rogan Gent, the CT Productions, SoundCloud, you can just Google it. It'll be the first link. And yeah,
Josh Boshy with Jackson Jr. We got the motherfucking. I forgot to say that again. We got the motherfucking over for Google coming up, bro.
Hell yeah.
Wait, what is how?
Worth the Google. It the was bad Google. Bitch of the week, but
we can't say bitch and bad bitches in the same sentence.
What the fuck is my phone?
Amazing. I'm finally so glad y'all came.
Look here, bro. We getting it. We getting it.
Y'all are. Right, that's what's up.
Josh, wait. Tell me what it is, bro.
All right, this week's Worth a Google was inspired by my homeboy Melvin here.
Swag.
She is an actress, a model.
Brenda motherfucking song.
Well, goddamn. I usually get a background for
her. Oh, my bad. I love her, dog.
But yeah, like, you know, she's an actress, a model spokesperson, a taekwondo practitioner. Yeah, nigga, I can read. She also worked in television, you know, small roles as a child actor. She's Asian. I think she's Asian. She looks Asian. But yeah. But yeah, man, we're going to give it to the lovely Brenda Song. Like, she's definitely worth the Google. Like, I'm looking at some of these pictures.
I bet she tastes like a home-cooked meal.
Yeah, I know she used to be in Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
So y'all know.
Yeah.
She wasn't a Miley Cyrus type of hoes. She
guess
was
what?
Cute at first, and she gonna get wild as a mug.
Brenda Song
would
be my baby mama.
Man, what?
Like, for real.
Like, I would not use a rubber.
We don't need to get in the net again.
I'm trying to tell y'all always thinking not using a rubber gonna maybe you'll have a baby that you might got to take care of. Niggas getting like.
I'll be like, no, I'll be like, if she texts me like, hey, I'm pregnant, I'll be like, oh, you're gonna be a great mother.
I went tested, I got HIV. How you gonna live with that? Put them goddamn rubbers on.
We both got HIV. That
concludes another episode.
We both got HIV. If it's Brenda Song, we're talking about the vibe.
But hey, y'all, I appreciate everybody stopping through this motherfucker. We got Melvin. The motherfucker.
Red, are you drunk?
No. I'm definitely not drunk.
You tipsy.
You no way. Like, I just make shit up.
Want to take shots? Me and Ray going to take shots in a minute.
We've been taking shots when we leave this motherfucking podcast. Danielle.
I'm back in Mississippi, bitches.
Danielle. Give me your Snapchat.
I don't know it. Enchanted Journey 69.
Why you name it that? Like, who gives it back? Your
First
Enchanted
of all,
Journey.
My whole life is Enchanted Journey. And okay. 69 is my favorite damn number. Ain't none of y'all business why.
So, yo, Melvin,
you
man.
You a cancer or something?
I'm not that
I'm
either.
A cancer, so what that mean?
I'm about to say, they do have a 69 for a thing. Nope, I'm not a cancer, so, that mean
so
it still doesn't matter what it is.
Melvin, bro, I appreciate you stepping through this bitch.
Oh, no.
Yo, Rogue is gent, bro. Y'all check it out, bro. It's on Satchel. It's on a bunch of shit.
Like, we got to, before we go, bro,
no,
we got to shut it.
No, we got to do it.
We ain't going to do it?
Nope.
All right, okay.
But because you can't read. But you pretty sure you can read. But before we go, yo, Melvin, he's on Satchel. He's on a lot of shit. Rogue Gent. Hey, shout out to Melvin coming through and wasting your time.
Hey, yeah. It's never mind.
No, it's definitely wasting time.
I'm finna go. It's not.
We talked about LeBron and like,
yeah.
You waste your time.
To get on his hairline. Like,
oh, well, we got joke for your motherfucking hairline. Zach got 100 of them for you.
I'm finna just go home and eat some crab legs.
Oh, shit, can I come?
Yeah, you want to?
I've been wanting to eat crab legs and wings.
Yeah.
Y'all don't think that's like the best dinner?
Yeah.
It's like the best, duh.
You eating crab legs and wings.
Yeah. It's like the best.
There ain't nobody, females, there ain't nothing you eat cute on the first date. That's a nigga that love you when you eat shit like that.
But man, I appreciate everybody for listening, bro. It's been the Kickback Podcast as always. Your boy J Red.
And this your boy Jamar Fresh.
Yeah.